station using on space around 2 for iPads. We got you. Hey, Johnny, just want to give you a heads up that we've completed loading Peggy's iPad 1082, that's 1082, so it is ready for her to use. And also, we had a question to you regarding iPads. We wanted to know if you just wanted to stick with the two iPads you already have and the one that updated iOS 18, you could just use that on CrewNet, or if you actually wanted to use the other iPad you cut out this morning.
Big copy 1082 is ready for Peggy, and I don't think the two iPads I currently use, so we'll keep the other one 1082 on the standby if needed.
Okay, Johnny, we copy all. I think I'd rather, because I'm going to use the two currently.
Sorry, I can't get what you're getting at. I don't think there's a need to get 1087 set up. I think I'm good as is, but I'm happy to defer to whatever you'd like.
Yeah, Johnny, I think I'm dragging you now. What we were saying is that one that went to iOS 18 would have to be your current iPad, and the other one you would use for office products. So if you're good with that, then we can just leave that as is.
I am good with that. Thank you.
Okay, copy all. Thanks.
Station on 2 for iPads. I will store seal number 1087 back into its original location in node 1 unless you'd like me to do something else with it.
Hey, copy, Johnny. That sounds great. You read our minds.
Station 6 ground 2 with a question on camera use for the upcoming CVS, Max CVS.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
The instructions want me to use LabCam 1. Right now, LabCam 1 is being used for the overall essay of the lab. I haven't used that, but if you wanted to maintain essay, I could use LabCam 2 for the Maxius.
Top of the question. Stand by. We're checking. Hey, Johnny, back with you on 2. Yeah, we're good with you using LabCam 1. Polar is going to need LabCam 2. They're towards the tail end of your Maxius, and so we don't have essay in the lab right now anyway, so we're fine with using LabCam 1.
Look at that. Thanks.
Station, this is Shook for Merlin.
Good morning. Hans is with you on 2.
Good morning. I'm just checking that, do you like the camera views that we have set up both in Columbus and Gem?
Shooks, for the Columbus, can you zoom out just a bit so we can have a better view of Merlin 1? And we're currently routing the Gem.
Roger, copy that.
I'm so efficient. It's Jim Kim 1, if that's all right with you guys.
We copy. Thanks, Vapor. Jim Kim 1. Station on Solid Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Vapor and Merlin. Both fields of view look good.
Roger, copy that.
Station on Solid Space to Ground 2 for Shooks, Vapor, and Merlin. Field of view adjustment in the Gem. Copy. You're real good at mind reading.
So station on 2 for Merlin.
Go ahead on 2.
We were trying to be sneaky and take both of them out, both biocell habitats out at the same time, but now we're not sure which one was middle and which one was left. Do you know which serial number needs to go where into Sable?
We are checking. Station on Solid Space Ground 2 for Vapor and Merlin. Vapor, appreciate you asking, but you guys can put those in Sable however you choose.
Copy that. Huntsville station on 2. For the positioning, they won't fit with the arrows pointed back side by side, so one will be kind of middle tray and one will be aft.
We copy, checking real quick. Vapor, Huntsville's back with you on 2. That config inside Sable is fine.
Great, cover that. Thank you. Decision on 2 for plug-in plan.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm looking at moving a multi-port USB charger with 4 lightning cables and 2 micro B chargers, so 6 total chargers, from the lab to node 2. And I'm looking at the node 2 place to plug it in. And I was wondering if it's okay if I use inverter number 1027, that's 1027, and switch number 4 has one of those cable splitters that has 3 cable connections on it. Currently, the only thing that's connected to it is the RFID reader, and the other 2 plugs are free, and I'm wondering if that's a good place to put a multi-port USB charger.
And we copy the question, and we're going to look into it and follow up with you.
Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2 from Maryland.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, just curious what you guys wanted to do with the habitat bags and the myogenesis ziplocs. Do you want us to trash those or stow them somewhere for later?
Copy your question, Vapor. Let me check, but I think your restow location's in that stowage note, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, we looked. Sorry, we're not seeing it.
Copy. We'll get you an answer shortly. Vapor Huntsville's back with you. You can take those bags and stuff to Columbus Aft 1, Lima 1.
Columbus 1, Aft 1, and then did you say Bravo 1?
Lima 1.
1, copy, thank you.
Station on Solon Space, Ground 2 for Vapor and Merlin.
Right on, 2.
Vapor, I've got 30 seconds, but we wanted just to double check that you got that Kapton vent cover off and the first Merlin in the jam.
Firm, we have all three vent covers off OFF.
Copy, thanks. Talk to you on the other side.
Huntsville Station, this is Tibor on 2 for polar sample transfer.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Just letting you guys know that we finished the activity and all the polar sample trees are empty now.
Copy. Thanks so much. And I have a couple deltas for talk for his next activity if you are ready.
He's ready.
So for your microscope setup, 3.9, we'll only need you to complete the first three connections in Table 3 of that procedure. And this is because we aren't using the microscope until Tuesday. And also at that, you guys can feel free to move it out of the way at your discretion. If need be.
We, in step 3.9, only need to make the first three connections, and we can temp so it as we want.
Stand by talk. I might have one more go back for you.
Goodbye.
Talk, sorry, we were just getting a little confused on the ground, but yes, the first three connections in Table 3 only.
Give us three connections in Table 3 only.
Good read, thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for animal and plug and plan at your convenience.
Houston Station, go ahead on 2.
Hey there, so overall we are good with you plugging it into that W cable, but we did expect two other RFIDs plugged in there, so we just wanted you to confirm what's actually plugged in there and where, and then when you do plug in the multi-port USB charger, just tell us where you put it.
That sounds good. Off of switch 4, there is only one RFID plugged in.
And we copy, and we just...
In XF705. Good.
Yeah, sorry, and we were talking on top of each other. Yeah, we just want to confirm which RFID ember that was that you saw there.
Copy, let me trace it. Houston, that is RFID logistics reader serial number 1028 at node 23, port 3.
Okay, we copy. Thank you so much.
Station for plug and plan.
We're with you on 2.
David completed that plug and plan and updated my Vidamiel crew note with the exact locations and serial numbers of the power chain.
We copy. Thanks, Dan.
Huntsville Station on 2. I'm ready for microscope activity if you guys are ready.
We copy talk and we are ready for you to start whenever you'd like.
Okay, and the lab camera number 2 is also on if you guys want to take a look.
Copy lab cam 2.
This is station on 3 for microscope. On station on 2.
Hansel's with you on 2.
Okay, setup is complete. And can I ask you how long this microscope will be deployed in this location?
Talk, not sure how long exactly it's going to be deployed, but we are going to start using it next Tuesday. And just a little clarification on why we only did those three, leaving the other three unconnected. It's so you guys can move it around more easily until it's being used.
Okay, yeah, understood. I only make a three connection of cable 3. And let me reroute the power cable so that it's not in the people's translation. So I will unplug the power cable and reroute it and reconnect it to the power source. And next year we can turn on the camera on.
Stand by one moment. Talk. And talk, Hunsel's back with you on two. Is that the power cable coming from Sable or the inverter?
The power cable from microscope to inverter. It's black cable.
We copy talk, and as long as you follow the steps to safely power down that inverter, we're good with you doing that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hunsel station on two for microscope.
Hunsel's with you, talk.
Okay, routing is complete, and I made sure that we can turn on the microscope, so it should be okay.
We copy, talk. Thanks for your hard and fast work today. We copy your thumbs up. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
For Shooks. Quick question about some cargo when you have a second.
Houston Station, this is Shooks. Go ahead for cargo.
Hey, Shooks. Axiom was wondering, when you did the cargo transfer from the 4.0 CTV to the 1.0 CTV, was that performed in the Dragon or in ISS? And then they're also wondering when you noticed that they were missing, or sorry, that there were only 7 packs of wet wipes.
So the cargo transfer was done in Dragon, and there was a layer of additional stuff over the 4.1.0 CTVs for the crew. All of that was transferred into the 1.0 CTV, and the fact that we had 7 and not 12 was discovered when we were transferring the items to the pantry.
All right, copy all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston Station on 2 for TCS.
With you on 2, go ahead.
That's procedure 2.308, step 6.33, and we've completed the PCS startup.
All right, we copy. Sounds good to us. Station Houston on 2 for Suave. If you could please go ahead and close and reopen Teams, we think we can reestablish connection with you.
Houston Station at Suave for PMC.
Go ahead, Suave.
I was on the Teams call for a moment, and then the connection dropped, and my iPhone shows no internet on PalmNet.
All right, copy. Yeah, I called you up too quick. It looks like we might be having some KU issues, and we might have to defer to the next teeter's pass. We'll keep you posted.
Okay, excellent. Standing by.
Station Houston on 2 for Shucks. When you have a second, we think the Teams link will work now. You can take as many. You can take the pictures. I don't want to interrupt you with your photo shoot.
Houston Station, this is Shooks. Confirm you had a message from Suhal or Shooks?
Oh, my bad. That was Shooks. I pronounced it wrong.
Well, you're not the first one, so no worries.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That is for Suave. I'm still getting your name straight. My bad.
It's all right. That's all right. We're used to it. Don't worry.
Franklin Station on 2. The PTS is up and running and on the 2 side now.
All right. Thank you, Peggy. We see it connected. Looks good to us.
And Houston Station on 2 for emergency hardware.
Go ahead, Peggy. How can we help?
We just finished up the task, and I sent down the pictures on SSC-10, but I also just took some photos with the iPhone, and they are in the folder SpaceX Ascent under my name.
Okay, we copy that, Peggy. Thanks.
Houston Station, Space Round 2 for Max C. This is Emily and Stowe, Step 2.1.
All right, copy. You are go.
Go, thanks.
Station, Houston on 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Peggy. We'd like to move your evening PMC back to 1900, basically to avoid some possible KU issues we might be seeing.
No problem. Just let me know when.
Okay.
Houston Station on 2 for PO setup. I'm ready for the scene on a voice check.
Copy. Stand by 1 second. All right, Doc. Let us have it. All righty, Doc. We're good to go when you are.
Okay.
Checking. All right, Doc. So we are out of voice and lip sync. So if you can please reboot the encoder and then move the camera down slightly and zoom in so that we don't see as much of the ceiling.
Houston Station on 2, HD encoder reboot is complete.
Copy. We don't have the video quite yet. Give us 1 second.
Houston Station on 2, I forgot to cycle the GFCI cable, so it should be coming up soon.
Copy. We will let you know as soon as we can see you again. All right, back with you, Talk. The scene looks good. If you can please give us a 10 count so we can check the lip sync. All right, that looks and sounds good to us. Just a heads up that if we run into some flaky KU, we're still just going to do the best we can and push through the PAO event. And likewise, if there's any calls that need to be made to the ground that are not PAO related, to use Space Ground 3 and 4, because we're going to be coming up to you on 2.
Hey, that.
So, station on 2 for Sweet Ride.
With the input for Sweet Ride.
Yeah, so I was able to, it looks like somebody had reset it to make me reinitiate with the user, the follower data, and I was able to reset that, so now I can actually follow the data, but I cannot set off the high and low alarms because the low is not low enough and the high is not high enough or low enough, so I can't set the alarms off anyway, but it is following now on the other iPhone.
Great news. We appreciate the status.
Station Houston on 2 for Talk and Johnny. KU is not quite cooperating. We're going to have a late start. And Talk, if you need to get going early to do your HTV activity, that's fine. We'll give you a call here as soon as we've got some usable KU to start the activity, the event.
That HTV activity has to happen on time, so I'll wait.
Yeah, so if you need to leave the PAO event early and go do that, if we start running long, that's fine. Station on 2 for Johnny and Talk. We got good KU, so we're going to start the event here in just a few seconds. And it's graciously offered to do the HTV activities, so you can still hang out in the PAO event, Talk. Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston Station, we are ready for the event.
Houston ACR, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Station for a voice check.
Station, this is Houston ACR. How do you hear me?
Houston Station, I have you loud and clear. Help me.
Got you 5x5. Please stand by for opening remarks.
My name is Anika Denson. I am the Executive Director of the Douglas Space and Science Foundation and their STAR Camp program in Northern Utah. Through in-classroom field trips, community events, and the coolest summer camp on Earth, we welcome learners of all ages and abilities to thrive in an environment of belonging, curiosity, leadership, passion, and teamwork. Our questions today come from kids across the country who are inspired by all aspects of the space program. Here's our first question.
Hi, I am Matthew. My question is, what adjustments does your body need to make when you go to the International Space Station in order to live in space?
Hi, Matthew. Our bodies go through a lot. So the biggest difference about living in space is that there's no gravity. So living in microgravity, because we don't have that force weighing us down, a lot of the fluids in our body shift, and this results in a lot of changes. Initially, our faces can look puffy, but also our bones and muscles can deteriorate, which is why we have to exercise and do various countermeasures to make sure we're healthy every single day.
My name is Savannah. What is the most exciting possibility coming to space exploration?
Hi, I think going back to the moon and exploring its surface on a pressurized rover will be the, one of the most exciting things in the future.
My name is Selena. My question is, what hobbies, interests, and other things would I have to give up to be in your shoes?
Hi, Selena. So it does take a lot of hard work and sacrifice to become an astronaut, but you don't really have to give up your hobbies. The best way is to find passion in life. That you can do for work and pursue professionally, but also something you really, really love. And in a lot of ways, you can continue those hobbies. And up here, we do have some free time, so we have a guitar, we've got a keyboard, people like to read, you can maintain various hobbies in space.
My name is Erica. At Star Camp, we work in teams of 6 to 8 people. What are some of the things you do to build teamwork and get along as a crew on the station?
Hi, thank you for a great question. So we help each other a lot here on board the station. And when somebody has a problem, we face it as a team. And I believe going through some challenges together makes a team much stronger and much more united.
My name is Graham. My question is, have you ever had a tool break while you were using it on station? If so, what did you do to fix it?
You know, that's just a part of life on the space station. We are professional fix-it helpers. So sometimes tools break. We always have a plan. Sometimes we have an alternate, or we can use a different tool, or sometimes we have to be creative and use a workaround to get around that. So it's a great question.
My name is Rocky. My question is, what is the biggest misunderstanding about space people have?
Hi. People might think astronauts are traveling very far, but actually the International Space Station is flying at an altitude of 400 kilometers, about 260 miles. And it, compared to Earth's size, 400 kilometers is just like this. So actually, we are not traveling so far. Actually, instead, we are traveling very fast.
My name is Olivia. How is the International Space Station and the crew protected from debris in space?
Maria, so we have specialized outer hull structures that do protect us from micrometeoroids, but also a lot of major debris in space is tracked actively. And so if there's any kind of debris that might have a collision course with us, you're notified in advance, we can shelter in place. Also, we can enable a thruster type of maneuver to either to increase our altitude or really change our altitude so that we're not in the same trajectory as that debris.
Hi, my name is Steven. How do you celebrate birthdays on the International Space Station? Can you use candles?
Hi, unfortunately, we cannot use candles or any other source of fire because those things are considered as a hazard. Instead, we do make a cake to celebrate our birthdays and also do have some group dinner together. So there are some couple of ways for us to celebrate our birthday. Thank you.
My name is Jules. What is your favorite experiment you're working on during your current mission?
Hi, Jules. My most favorite experiment right now is called RainShift. This building is investigating how certain proteins crystallize in a microgravity environment. And that's important because it can improve the potency of drugs that we have back at home to help sick people.
My name is James. What are you currently working on that can help our climate on Earth?
Hi. We take a lot of pictures of us from here at the International Space Station. We have a very nice window. It's called the cupola. And our pictures are considered as Earth observation, but researchers on the ground use those pictures in order to understand what kind of changes are going on the ground, also climate changes.
My name is Billy. I have amblyopia in my right eye, and I read that many astronauts develop vision problems in space. How do these conditions present issues in space?
gravity acting on our bodies, a lot of fluid shifts. Sometimes those fluid shifts can go to our head. We definitely know that we think it causes associated neuropathic syndrome, which is a really fancy word. We just call it cancer. But hands can result in astronauts having decreased vision over a really long period of space flight. So it's important that we figure this out and have it corrected, especially if we're going to go to the moon and beyond.
I'm Alex. My question is, studying the structure of an ophthalmologist.
I just studying about how microgravity affects our eyes, very important, because we think pressure increase in our brains affect eyes' shape or vision. So that's why we are conducting various kinds of research about eyes on the International Space Station. And the same thing could happen even on the ground if for some reason internal pressure of the brain increases. And we hope specialists on the ground utilize our data in order to better understand those symptoms. Thank you.
My name is Gabe. Why do you need to use an X-ray telescope to see a neutron star?
Great question. So neutron stars are these massive, massive stars with tons of energy. And when they eventually run out of fuel, they collapse under their own gravity. And what's emitted is a lot of energy that happens to be in the X-ray spectrum, which is something that we can't see with our eyes. And also on Earth, the atmosphere happens to absorb a lot of these waves. So here on the space station, without having that blanket of atmosphere, we have various instruments on the outside of the space station that can detect these.
Hi, my name is Zachary. And my question is, why is it so hard to grow plants in space?
Hi, we have been conducting a series of plant experiments. So far, we have grown lettuce, tomatoes, and so on. So I think we have learned many important things in order to grow plants here in microgravity in space. For example, how to provide water in microgravity and how to provide nutrition. And also lighting is also very important because on the ground, the plant use gravity in order to get to know where it should grow up. But here, since we don't have gravity, plants tend to use the lighting in order to know what kind of direction they are going to grow. So those kind of knowledge will help us to kind of grow many plants or vegetables in order to get ready for future further space exploration. Thank you for a great question.
My name is Jen. Did you get to choose your experiment, or were they assigned to you?
So there's a lot of experiments going on at any given time, and we don't choose which experiments we do, but we can give our preferences on things. But we all take turns on the same experiment. So over a long period of time, each of us will have a contribution in all of these experiments on the space station.
My name is Jack. Is eating or swallowing food in space hard without gravity?
Yes, it is. Initially, I felt it was super difficult to swallow something like food. I feel something strange when I ate. I think just because I needed to swallow consciously swallow when I eat something. But the good thing is our bodies can adapt to a microgravity very well and very quickly. So now I don't have any issue with eating. I can eat without thinking anything. So that's good. Thank you.
My name is Maren, and my question is, where did the idea to experiment with microalgae proteins come from?
So microalgae are fascinating. They can produce a lot of proteins and amino acids that are really essential for humans. And they take a lot less work, energy, sunlight to grow. But the idea is if we can somehow harness microalgae's ability to produce those important nutrients in a really cost-effective way, then that might be a potentially great resource, especially for very, very long-duration space flights.
My name is Olive. I am super curious as to how you find any time to yourself in space. How do you escape for a little bit from the routine and interactions of work on the station?
Hi, we have regular weekends just like you do on the ground, and the ground team tries very hard to protect our private time, so which is good. And how to spend our free time is totally depends on the individual. In my case, I love listen to music, watch movies, and read books and emails to my friends, and also video chat with my families or friends. So we have many, many ways to spend our free time here.
My name is Angie. How do you learn to control the spacecraft that get you to the International Space Station?
Through a lot of training. We have amazing instructors and equipment and facilities at NASA, and we train years before a space flight. Specifically, we learn to how to not just do nominal operations, but how to react in any kind of emergency type of situation, which sounds scary, but with a lot of training and studying, it all becomes, and a lot of great teamwork, very, very possible.
My name is Myra. How I watch is creating in space.
Hi. That's a very interesting question. I never thought about it. And probably I don't know the answer, but I never also heard any kind specific watch doesn't work in microgravity. So maybe we don't need to do anything special. So I use a regular watch that I usually use on the ground, and it's totally working fine. So I don't know. Thank you for the question.
Hi, I'm Jack, and my question is, what is the coolest trick you can do in microgravity, and could you show us?
Hey, Jack.
Microgravity is really, really fun. One thing is just fascinating to watch how liquids react in space, and I got a little coffee ball. I'm going to drink it before it gets somewhere. One other thing is doing flips. Hey, Jack.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I was wondering how often do you guys get to look out of the observer station on the International Space Station?
Yeah. Hi, I would say very often, at least a couple of times in the day. Like I said, we have a very nice window module called the Cupola. Some people really love to take pictures from that module. So that's definitely the one of the most popular modules on the International Space Station. So thank you for the question.
My name is Gavin. What was the main reason why you wanted to go to space?
Hi, Gavin. I think exploration and that a quest for adventure is written in all of human DNA. I've always wanted to be a part of that. I've always wanted to be part of a great team doing challenging things. But probably the biggest reason is I think inspiration is very important, and so I wanted to have a contribution and inspire the next generation to be the best versions of themselves for the betterment of the world.
My name is Samantha. What does the moon look like from where you are on the station?
Hi. The size of the moon is almost the same. However, since we don't have atmosphere in space, we can see the moon, I think, much more clearly, and it's very sharp from here. A great view. Thank you.
At Star Camp, we empower kids with the understanding that they can design their own futures through determination, goal setting, good study habits, pride in their accomplishments, and service to others. Thank you so much for this opportunity to connect our young space enthusiasts with role models who are a few years ahead of them in the climb toward their dreams.
Thank you for great questions. We really enjoyed talking with you guys. See you on the ground.
Station, this is Houston ACR. That concludes the event.
Thank you to all participants. Station, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
I'm Houston Station. This is Shooks for Cyanobacteria. Houston Station, this is Shooks for Cyanobacteria.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Shooks. Did you call?
And that's the firm. I called Huntsville for Cyanobacteria.
And Chooks, this is Munich. We are also involved in Cyanobacteria. So what is it about?
Hi, Roger. Just wanted to check if you are happy with the VCA CAM coverage zone, and I'm just going to install the Cyanobacteria on the laptop tray now.
Chooks, thanks a lot for cross-checking. We like the view, and you will go to install it.
Roger. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for shooks and cyanobacteria. We are following in video, but we could not completely see in which orientation you put the Ziploc bags on the desk. Can you confirm that the clear side of the Ziploc bags is pointing towards the light? So not the opaque one, but really the transparent ones.
Yes, I confirm the clear side is pointing, and the side towards which the bacteria actually is on the rear side, we have the adapters for the tubes. The front side has the bacteria, and that's the clear side. And that is what is facing the light.
Thanks a lot. That sounds perfect for us.
Station, Spaceman 2 for OCT setup.
Spaceman 2 for OCT.
I'm on step 2.6, where it's asking me to basically set up the power chain for OCT to the inverter serial number 1038, switch 4. So that switch is already being used up, and it's being used for an RFID device. My recommendation is to switch it to inverter 1040, switch 4. And I think just maybe XP-Ping or an execute note on the breakdown might help, because the last time I did this, I remember I actually turned off the wrong power chain.
Copy, we're checking. Okay, Johnny, back with you. So there is actually an XTP note that in step 2.6 you can use inverter 1040 switch 4.
I see it, you're right. Reading too fast. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries, we've all been there.
Station Munich on 2 for shooks and cyanobacteria. In video we see that the orientation is good, but we would appreciate if you could move the sample a little bit closer to the light. So the ideal distance would be between 15 and 20 centimeters. So just move it a little bit more up and closer to the light.
Roger, copy that. In work.
And Chuck, that looks great for us. Thanks a lot.
Roger, copy that. Thank you.
Station on 2. I've logged out of the SSC-17 for OCT. You can begin laptop prep.
We copy.
So station on 2 for blood draw setup.
What's the N2 for blood draw setup?
Do you want me to read down these numbers, crew note them? Swab just took a picture of them, each one of the barcodes, so you could see them. What works best for you?
And Peggy, we would love a crew note, and I do have some sweet rides follow-up questions when you're available.
Okay, let me work on the crew note, and I'll get back with you.
Sounds great.
In Huntsville, station on 2, I am ready for your sweet ride question.
Okay, Peggy, we are wondering what exactly you did to get the data flowing. We do see it on the ground, which is great news, but we don't have any indications we did anything to reinitiate it, so wondering what actions you took.
When I logged on today, it said that I need to re-log in for whatever reason. It didn't ask me to do that yesterday, but it did today. And when I did, and my data showed up on my iPhone, it just didn't show up on Strix's. And when mine asked me to re-log in, when I did, then it showed up on Strix's phone.
Okay, we copy. It is the magic of a re-log in. We'll take it. Also, we do copy that you have not been able to set the high and low alarms. It hasn't been high enough or low enough, so our teams are investigating ways to potentially schedule a future activity to finish those tasks up.
Tried eating 10 M&Ms, and it still didn't work.
We appreciate that. Those M&Ms are a wonderful way to use science objective.
I was eating for science.
Our favorite kinds of experiments.
Station Houston on 2 for talk. I have a quick question for you, sir.
Add on 2, please.
Hey, Doc. So we noticed that you did the Max Sievis stow activity early, and BME just wanted to confirm that the hose and mask were completely dry before they were stowed, but if they were still a little bit damp, asks that you just let them dry out for about 30 minutes before you put them away.
Thanks for checking. They are completely dry. Johnny just cleaned right after his session. When I stored back to the location, they were completely dry.
Sounds good. Thanks to you and Johnny, then. Appreciate it.
Houston Station, this is Shooks for a quitting.
Go ahead, Shooks. I was getting a snack.
Can you please check with Axiom where are the country flags packed for all three crew members of Axiom 4? We are not able to find it.
Okay, copy. Give me a few minutes.
Thanks a lot.
Houston, Houston on 2-4, Shook.
Houston Station, this is Shook, go ahead.
All righty, so the flags should be each in your individual CPKs, and if you need more specifics, we can get that for you. But that's where you guys should look first, and they should be in there.
I'll just copy that. Thank you.
Thanks for the station. This is Tibor on 2-4 crew flags.
We are with you on 2.
Just finished my procedure. Could you please check if the placement is good for you guys?
And Tibor, we are good with that view. We just want confirmation that there is a clear path between the habitat and a diffuser vent.
I think I would call it clear, yes.
Copy clear, and so we are good with that placement.
Thank you.
Mission Munich on Space to Ground 2-4 SWAF and your timeline at your convenience.
Munich station at SWAF.
Yes, SWAF, actually we have good news for you. Your HGM activity, which is scheduled right before the evening DPC, is in fact flexible. So if you would like to, you can start this activity anytime.
Okay, excellent. I'll have a look. Thank you.
Station on 2 for the sandwich conference.
Go ahead, on 2.
Super is still working on OCTs, so this is Ann. I'm happy to jump on the sandwich conference at her place.
All right, we copy. And actually, Ann, while I have
and
you...
And Houston, is that going to be on 3 or 4?
Checking. All right, Ann, that's going to be on Space to Ground 3. KU seems to be looking good on 275 right now. But if you or anybody else see Kirill floating around, if you can let him know that his OCT-2 activities are going to start a little bit late because the 275 issues kind of delayed Johnny and Vapor.
Okay, we'll let him know. Thanks.
Thank you. Station, Houston on 2 for Shooks. I have a question about your iPad when you have a second. Station, Houston on 2 for Talk or any available crew member.
Houston, Station on 2, go ahead.
Hey there, just wanted to give you a heads up that we are down all commanding right now. We're still trying to figure out what exactly is going on, but just to please not break anything while we can't fix it.
Okay, you guys don't have any command capability. Thanks for the info.
Houston Station on 2 for everywhere.
With you on 2, Peggy, go ahead.
Ann said that when she first loaded the everywhere app, when she was setting up our iPad for our crew, there was a problem with getting everywhere on our accounts, or the account, our accounts on everywhere. And because of the little problem I had with my iPad, they reloaded and gave me a new one, and so now everywhere is not, I have no account in everywhere.
Okay, copy, we're talking it. Station Houston on 2 for any available U.S. crew member.
Go ahead on 2-8.
Hey, Talk. We're still down commanding, and we actually need to kick off a UPA process cycle, WPA process cycle. And so I have some steps for you guys to run if you have a second. It's pretty straightforward when you're ready to copy.
If you copy, send it.
So that is going to be 2.717 WPA mode transition, and we want you to run step 3, please.
Copy. Procedure 2.717 WPA mode transition, step 3 only.
Good read. Okay, we copy. That's a big mistake. We did see the command went through from here on the ground, but we still can't send our own commands. We should do that. Yeah, we do have telemetry right now, but it was dropping in and out earlier. So right now we do have telemetry, but no commanding.
Yes, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Talk or any available crew member.
Right on 2.
I just wanted to let you all know that we got commanding back.
Awesome, I'll pass it along. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Kirill.
Go ahead on 2.
repeat, she's now submitting the forms. It should be downlinked soon.
Copy. Thank you much.
Station Houston on space ground 2 for iPads. We got you. Hey, John, I just want to give you a heads up that we've completed loading Peggy's iPad 1082. That's 1082. So it is ready for her to use. And also, we had a question to you regarding iPads. We wanted to know if you just wanted to stick with the two iPads you already have and the one that updated iOS 18, you could just use that on CrewNet, or if you actually wanted to use the other iPad you cut out this morning.
Hey, copy 1082 is ready for Peggy, and I don't think the two iPads I currently use, so we'll keep the other one 1082 on the standby if needed.
Okay, Johnny, we copy all. I think I'd rather, because I'm going to use the two currently. Sorry, I think I get what you're getting at. I don't think there's a need to get 1087 set up. I think I'm good as is, but I'm happy to defer to whatever you'd like. Yeah, Johnny, I think I'm dragging you now. What we were saying is that one that went to iOS 18 would have to be your current iPad, and the other one you would use for OS products. So if you're good with that, then we can just leave that as is.
I am good with that. Thank you.
Okay, copy all. Thanks.
Station on 2 for iPads. I will store seal number 1087 back into its original location in Node 1 unless you'd like me to do something else with it.
Hey, copy, Johnny. That sounds great. You read our minds.
Station 6 ground 2 with a question on camera use for the upcoming CVS, Max CVS.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
The instructions want me to use LabCam 1. Right now, LabCam 1 is being used for the overall essay of the lab. I haven't used that, but if you wanted to maintain SA, I could use LabCam 2 for the Maxius.
Top of the question. Stand by. We're checking. Hey, Johnny, back with you on 2. Yeah, we're good with you using LabCam 1. Polar is going to need LabCam 2 there towards the tail end of your Maxius, and so we don't have SA in the lab right now anyway, so we're fine with using LabCam 1.
Look at that. Thanks.
Station, this is Shook for Merlin.
Good morning. Hans is with you on 2.
Good morning. I'm just checking that, do you like the camera views that we have set up both in Columbus and Gem?
Shooks, for the Columbus, can you zoom out just a bit so we can have a better view of Merlin 1? And we're currently routing the Gem.
Roger, copy that.
I'm so efficient. It's Jim Kim 1, if that's all right with you guys.
We copy. Thanks, Vapor. Jim Kim 1. Station on Solid Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Vapor and Merlin. Both fields of view look good.
Roger, copy that.
Station on Solid Space to Ground 2 for Shooks, Vapor, and Merlin. Field of view adjustment in the Gem. Copy. You're real good at mind reading.
Solid Station on 2 for Merlin.
Go ahead on 2.
We were trying to be sneaky and take both of them out, both biocell habitats out at the same time, but now we're not sure which one was middle and which one was left. Do you know which serial number needs to go where into Sable?
We are checking. Station on Solid Space Ground 2 for Vapor and Merlin. Vapor, appreciate you asking, but you guys can put those in Sable however you choose.
Copy that. Huntsville Station on 2. For the positioning, they won't fit with the arrows pointed back side by side, so one will be kind of middle tray and one will be aft.
We copy, checking real quick. Vapor, Huntsville's back with you on 2. That config inside Sable is fine.
Great, cover that. Thank you. Decision on 2 for plug-in plan.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm looking at moving a multi-port USB charger with 4 lightning cables and 2 micro B chargers, so 6 total chargers, from the lab to Node 2. And I'm looking at the Node 2 place to plug it in. And I was wondering if it's okay if I use inverter number 1027, that's 1027, and switch number 4 has one of those cable splitters that has 3 cable connections on it. Currently, the only thing that's is the RFID reader, and the other two plugs are free, and I'm wondering if that's a good place to put a multi-port USB charger.
And we copy the question, and we're going to look into it and follow up with you.
Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2 from Maryland.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, just curious what you guys wanted to do with the Habitat bags and the Myogenesis Ziplocs. Do you want us to trash those or stow them somewhere for later?
Copy your question, Vapor. Let me check, but I think your restow location's in that stowage note, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, we looked. Sorry, we're not seeing it.
Copy. We'll get you an answer shortly.
Yes.
Vapor, Huntsville's back with you. You can take those bags and stuff to Columbus, Aft 1, Lima 1.
Columbus 1, Aft 1, and then did you say Bravo 1?
Lima 1.
1, copy, thank you.
Station on solid space around 2 for Vapor and Merlin.
Right on 2.
Vapor, I've got 30 seconds, but we wanted just to double-check that you got that Kapton vent cover off and the first Merlin in the jam.
Firm, we have all three vent covers off OFF.
Copy, thanks. Talk to you on the other side.
And to a station, this is Fibor on 2 for polar sample transfer.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Just letting you guys know that we finished the activity and all the polar sample trees are empty now.
Copy. Thanks so much. And I have a couple deltas for Talk for his next activity, if you are ready.
He's ready.
So for your microscope setup, 3.9, we'll only need you to complete the first three connections in Table 3 of that procedure. And this is because we aren't using the microscope until Tuesday. And also at that, you guys can feel free to move it out of the way at your discretion, if need be.
We, in step 3.9, only need to make the first three connections, and we can temp so it as we want.
Stand by, Talk. I might have one more go back for you.
Standing by.
Talk, sorry, we were just getting a little confused on the ground, but yes, the first three connections in Table 3 only.
The first three connections in Table 3 only.
Good read, thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Animal and Plug and Plan at your convenience.
Houston Station, go ahead on 2.
Hey there. So overall, we are good with you plugging it into that W cable, but we did expect two other RFIDs plugged in there, so we just wanted you to confirm what's actually plugged in there and where, and then when you do plug in the multi-port USB charger, just tell us where you put it.
That sounds good. Off of switch 4, there is only one RFID plugged in.
And we copy, and we just
in XF705. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, and we were talking on top of each other. Yeah, we just want to confirm which RFID ember that was that you saw there.
Copy, let me trace it. Houston, that is RFID logistics reader serial number 1028 at node 23, port 3.
Okay, we copy. Thank you so much.
Station for plug and plan.
We're with you on 2.
David completed that plug and plan and updated my Vidamiel crew note with the exact locations and serial numbers of the power chain.
We copy. Thanks, Ann.
Huntsville Station on 2. I'm ready for microscope activity if you guys are ready.
We copy, Talk, and we are ready for you to start whenever you'd like.
Okay, and the lab camera number 2 is also on if you guys want to take a look.
Copy, lab cam 2.
This is the station on 3 for microscope. On station on 2.
Huntsville with you on 2.
Okay, setup is complete. And can I ask you how long this microscope will be deployed in this location?
Talk, not sure how long exactly it's going to be deployed, but we are going to start using it next Tuesday. And just a little clarification on why we only did those. leaving the other three unconnected. It's so you guys can move it around more easily until it's being used.
Okay, yeah, understood. I only make a three connection of cable three. And let me reroute the power cable so that it's not in the people's translation. So I will unplug the power cable and reroute it and reconnect it to the power source. And make sure we can turn on the camera on.
Stand by one moment. Talk. And talk, Hunsel's back with you on two. Is that the power cable coming from Sable or the inverter?
It's a power cable from microscope to inverter. It's black cable.
We copy talk, and as long as you follow the steps to safely power down that inverter, we're good with you doing that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Translated station on two for microscope.
Hunsel's with you, talk.
Okay, routing is complete, and I made sure that we can turn on the microscope, so it should be okay.
We copy talk. Thanks for your hard and fast work today. We copy your thumbs up. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
Question about some cargo when you have a second.
Houston Station, this is Shooks. Go ahead for cargo.
Hey, Shooks. Axiom was wondering, when you did the cargo transfer from the 4.0 CTV to the 1.0 CTV, was that performed in the Dragon or in ISS? And then they're also wondering when you noticed that they were missing, or sorry, that there were only 7 packs of wet wipes.
So the cargo transfer was done in Dragon, and there was a layer of additional stuff over the 4.1.0 CTVs for the crew. All of that was transferred into the 1.0 CTV, and the fact that we had 7 and not 12 was discovered when we were transferring the items to the pantry.
All right, copy all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston Station on 2 for TCS.
With you on 2, go ahead.
I'm at procedure 2.308, step 6.33, and we've completed the PCS startup.
All right, we copy. Sounds good to us. Station Houston on 2 for Suave. If you could please go ahead and close and reopen Teams, we think we can reestablish connection with you.
Houston Station at Suave for PMC.
Go ahead, Suave.
I was on the Teams call for a moment, and then the connection dropped, and my iPhone shows no internet on PalmNet.
All right, copy. Yeah, I called you up too quick. It looks like we might be having some KU issues, and we might have to defer to the next teeter's pass. We'll keep you posted.
Okay, excellent. Standing by.
Station Houston on 2 for Shucks. When you have a second, we think the Teams link will work now. You can take as many. You can take the pictures. I don't want to interrupt you with your photo shoot.
Houston Station, this is Shooks. Confirm you had a message from Suhal or Shooks?
Oh, my bad. That was Shooks. I pronounced it wrong.
Well, you're not the first one, so no worries.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That is for Suave. I'm still getting your name straight. My bad.
It's all right. That's all right. We're used to it. Don't worry.
Sensation on 2. The PTS is up and running and on the 2 side now.
All right. Thank you, Peggy. We see it connected. Looks good to us.
And Houston Station on 2 for emergency hardware.
Go ahead, Peggy. How can we help?
We just finished up the task, and I sent down the pictures on SSC-10, but I also just took some photos with the iPhone, and they are in the folder SpaceX Ascent under my name.
Okay, we copy that, Peggy. Thanks.
Houston Station, Spitzer Round 2 for Max C. This is Emily and Stowe, Step 2.1.
All right, copy. You are go.
Go, thanks.
Station, Houston on 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Peggy. We'd like to move your evening PMC back to 1900, basically to avoid some possible KU issues we might be seeing.
No problem. Just let me know when.
Okay.
Houston Station on 2. PAO setup. I'm ready for the scene on a voice check.
Copy. Stand by 1 second. All right, Toc, let us have it. All righty, Toc, we're good to go when you are.
Okay.
Checking. All right, Toc. So we are out of voice and lip sync. So if you can please reboot the encoder and then move the camera down slightly and zoom in so that we don't see as much of the ceiling.
Houston Station on 2, HD encoder reboot is complete.
Copy. You don't have the video quite yet. Give us 1 second.
Houston Station on 2, I forgot to cycle the GFCI cable, so it should be coming up soon.
Copy. We will let you know as soon as we can see you again. All right, back with you, Toc. The scene looks good. If you can please give us a 10 count so we can check the lip sync. All right, that looks and sounds good to us. Just a heads up that if we run into some flaky KU, we're still just going to do the best we can and push through the PAO event. And likewise, if there's any calls that need to be made to the ground that are not PAO related, to use Space Ground 3 and 4, because we're going to be coming up to you on 2.
Hey, that.
So, Station on 2 for Sweet Ride.
With the input for Sweet Ride.
Yeah, so I was able to, it looks like somebody had reset it to make me reinitiate with the user, the follower data, and I was able to reset that, so now I can actually follow the data, but I cannot set off the high and low alarms because the low is not low enough and the high is not high enough, or low enough, so I can't set the alarms off anyway, but it is following now on the other iPhone.
Great news. We appreciate the status.
Station Houston on 2 for Toc and Johnny. KU is not quite cooperating. We're going to have a late start. And Toc, if you need to get going early to do your HTV activity, that's fine. We'll give you a call here as soon as we've got some usable KU to start the activity, the event.
Hey, Dad, that HTV activity has to happen on time, so I'll wait.
Yeah, so if you need to leave the PAO event early and go do that, if we start running long, that's fine. Station on 2 for Johnny and Toc. We got good KU, so we're going to start the event here in just a few seconds. And it's graciously offered to do the HTV activities, so you can still hang out in the PAO event, Toc. Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston Station, we are ready for the event.
Houston ACR, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Station for a voice check.
Station, this is Houston ACR. How do you hear me?
Houston Station, I have you loud and clear. Help me.
Got you 5x5. Please stand by for opening remarks.
My name is Monica Denson. I am the Executive Director of the Douglas Space and Science Foundation and their STAR Camp programs in Northern Utah. Through in-classroom field trips, community events, and the coolest summer camp on Earth, we welcome learners of all ages and abilities to thrive in an environment of belonging, curiosity, leadership, passion, and teamwork. Our questions today come from kids across the country who are inspired by all aspects of the space program. Here's our first question.
Hi, I am Matthew, and my question
Niv, what adjustments does your body need to make when you go to the International Space Station in order to live in space?
Hi, Matthew. Our bodies go through a lot. So the biggest difference about living in space is that there's no gravity. So living in microgravity, because we don't have that force weighing us down, a lot of the fluids in our body shift, and this results in a lot of changes. Initially, our faces can look puffy, but also our bones and muscles can deteriorate, which is why we have to exercise and do various countermeasures to make sure we're healthy every single day.
My name is Savannah. What is the most exciting possibility coming space exploration?
Hi, I think going back to the moon and exploring its surface on a pressurized rover will be the, one of the most exciting things in the future.
My name is Camille. My question is, what hobbies, interests, and other things would I have to give up to be in your shoes?
Hi, Selena. So it does take a lot of hard work and sacrifice to become an astronaut, but you don't really have to give up your hobbies. The best way is to find passion in life, that you can do for work and pursue professionally, but also something you really, really love. And in a lot of ways, you can continue those hobbies. And up here, we do have some free time. So we have a guitar, we've got a keyboard, people like to read, you can maintain various hobbies in space.
My name is Erica. At Star Camp, we work in teams of 6 to 8 people. What are some of the things you do to build teamwork and get along as a crew on the station?
Hi, thank you for a great question. So we help each other a lot here on board the station. And when somebody has a problem, we face it as a team. And I believe going through some challenges together makes a team much stronger and much more united.
My name is Graham. My question is, have you ever had a tool break while you were using it on station? If so, what did you do to fix it?
You know, that's just a part of life on the space station. We are professional fix-it helpers. So sometimes tools break. We always have a plan. Sometimes we have an alternate, or we can use a different tool, or sometimes we have to be creative and use a workaround to get around that. So it's a great question.
My name is Rocky. My question is, what is the biggest misunderstanding about space people have?
Hi. People might think astronauts are traveling very far, but actually the International Space Station is flying at an altitude of 400 kilometers, about 260 miles. And it, compared to Earth's size, 400 kilometers is just like this. So actually, we are not traveling so far. Actually, instead, we are traveling very fast.
My name is Olivia. How is the International Space Station and the crew protected from debris in space?
Maria, so we have specialized outer hull structures that do protect us from micrometeoroids, but also a lot of major debris in space is tracked actively. And so if there's any kind of debris that might have a collision course with us, you're notified in advance, we can shelter in place. Also, we can enable a thruster type of maneuver to either to increase our altitude or really change our altitude so that we're not in the same trajectory as that debris.
Hi, my name is Kate. How do you feel about the International Space Station? Can you use candles?
Hi, unfortunately, we cannot use candles or any other source of fire because those things are considered as a hazard. Instead, we do make a cake to celebrate our birthdays and also do have some group dinner together. So there are some couple of ways for us to celebrate our birthday. Thank you.
My name is Jules. What is your favorite experiment you're working on during your current mission?
Hi, Jules. My most favorite experiment right now is called RainShift. This building is investigating how certain proteins crystallize in a microgravity environment. And that's important because it can improve the potency of drugs that we have back at home to help sick people.
My name is James. What are you currently working on that can help our climate on Earth?
Hi. We take a lot of pictures of us from here at the International Space Station. We have a very nice window. It's called the cupola. And our pictures are considered as Earth observation, but that researchers on the ground use those pictures in order to understand what kind of changes are going on the ground, also climate changes.
My name is Billy, and I have amblyopia in my right eye, and I read that many astronauts develop vision problems in space. How do these conditions present issues in space?
Hi, Haley. So, because we don't have the force of gravity acting on our bodies, a lot of fluid shifts. Sometimes those fluid shifts can go to our head. We definitely know that we think it causes associated neurologic syndrome, which is a really fancy word. We just call it cancer. But hands can result in astronauts having decreased vision over a really long period of space flight. So it's important that we figure this out and how it's impacted, especially if we're going to go to the moon and beyond.
I'm Alex. My question is, studying the structure of ophthalmologist.
It's like studying about how microgravity affects our eyes, very important, because we think pressure increase in our brains affect eyes' shape or vision. So that's why we are conducting various kinds of research about eyes on the International Space Station. And the same thing could happen even on the ground if for some reason internal pressure of the brain increases. And we hope specialists on the ground utilize our data in order to better understand those symptoms. Thank you.
My name is Gabe. Why do you need to use an X-ray telescope to see a neutron star?
Great question. So neutron stars are these massive, massive stars with tons of energy. And when they eventually run out of fuel, they collapse under their own gravity. And what's emitted is a lot of energy that happens to be in the X-ray spectrum, which is something that we can't see with our eyes. And also on Earth, the atmosphere happens to absorb a lot of these waves. So here on the space station, without having that blanket of atmosphere, we have various instruments on the outside of the space station that can detect these.
Hi, my name is Zachary. And my question is, why is it so hard to grow plants in space?
Hi, we have been conducting a series of plant experiments. So far, we have grown lettuce, tomatoes, and so on. So I think we have learned many important things in order to grow plants here in microgravity in space. For example, how to provide water in microgravity and how to provide nutrition. And also lighting is also very important because on the ground, the plant use gravity in order to get to know where it should grow up. But here, since we don't have gravity, plants tend to use the lighting in order to know what kind of direction they are going to grow. So those kind of knowledge will help us to kind of grow many plants or vegetables in order to get ready for future further space exploration. Thank you for a great question.
My name is Jen. Did you get to choose your experiments, or were they assigned to you?
So there's a lot of experiments going on at any given time, and we don't choose which experiments we do, but we can give our preferences on things. But we all take turns on the same experiment. So over a long period of time, each of us will have a contribution in all of these experiments on the space station.
My name is Jack. Is eating or swallowing food in space hard without gravity?
Yes, it is. Initially, I felt it was super difficult to swallow something like food. I feel something strange when I ate. I think just because I needed to swallow consciously swallow when I eat something. But the good thing is our bodies can adapt to microgravity very well and very quickly. So now I don't have any issue with eating. I can eat without thinking anything. So that's good. Thank you.
My name is Maren, and my question is, where did the idea to experiment with microalgae proteins come from?
So microalgae are fascinating. They can produce a lot of proteins and amino acids that are really essential for humans. And they take a lot less work, energy, sunlight to grow. But the idea is if we can somehow harness microalgae's ability to produce those important nutrients in a really cost-effective way, then that might be a potentially great resource, especially for very, very long duration space flights.
My name is Olive. I am super curious as to how you find any time to yourself in space. How do you escape for a little bit from the routine and interactions of work on the station?
Hi, we have regular weekends just like you do on the ground, and the ground team tries very hard to protect our private time, so which is good. And how to spend our free time is totally depends on the individual. For my case, I love listen to music, watch movies, and read books and emails to my friends, and also video chat with my families or friends. So we have many, many ways to spend our free time here.
My name is Angie. How do you learn to control the spacecraft that get you to the International Space Station?
Through a lot of training. We have amazing instructors and equipment and facilities at NASA, and we train years before a space flight. Specifically, we learn to how to not just do nominal operations, but how to react in any kind of emergency type of situation, which sounds scary, but with a lot of training and studying, it all becomes, and a lot of great teamwork, very, very possible.
My name is Myra. How I watch is created in space.
Hi. That's a very interesting question. I never thought about it. And probably I don't know the answer, but I never also heard any kind specific watch doesn't work in microgravity, so maybe we don't need to do anything special. So I use a regular watch that I usually use on the ground, and it's totally working fine. So I don't know. Thank you for the question.
Hi, I'm Jack, and my question is, what is the coolest trick you can do in microgravity, and could you show us?
Hey,
Jack. Microgravity is really, really fun. One thing is just fascinating to watch how liquids react in space. And I got a little coffee ball. I'm going to drink it before it gets somewhere. One other thing is doing flips. Thanks, Jack.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I was wondering how often do you guys get to look out of the observer station on the International Space Station?
Yeah. I would say very often, at least a couple of times in a day. Like I said, we have a very nice window module called the Cupola. Some people really love to take pictures from that module. So that's definitely the one of the most popular modules on the International Space Station. So thank you for the question.
My name is Gavin. What was the main reason why you wanted to go to space?
Hi, Gavin. I think exploration and that a quest for adventure is written in all of human DNA. I've always wanted to be a part of that. I've always wanted to be part of a great team doing challenging things. But probably the biggest reason is I think inspiration is very important, and so I wanted to have a contribution and inspire the next generation to be the best versions of themselves for the betterment of the world.
My name is Samantha. What does the moon look like from where you are on the station?
Hi. The size of the moon is almost the same. However, since we don't have atmosphere in space, we can see the moon, I think, much more clearly, and it's very sharp from here. A great view. Thank you.
At Star Camp, we empower kids with the understanding that they can design their own futures through determination, goal setting, good study habits, pride in their accomplishments, and service to others. Thank you so much for this opportunity to connect our young space enthusiasts with role models who are a few years ahead of them in the climb toward their dreams.
Thank you for great questions. We really enjoyed talking with you guys. See you on the ground.
This is Houston ACR. That concludes the event.
Thank you to all participants. Station, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
RCU Station, this is Shooks for cyanobacteria. RCU Station, this is Shooks for cyanobacteria.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Shooks. Did you call?
And that's the firm. I called Huntsville for cyanobacteria.
And Chooks, this is Munich. We are also involved in cyanobacteria. So what is it about?
Roger. Just wanted to check if you are happy with the VCA cam coverage zone, and I'm just going to install the cyanobacteria on the laptop right now.
Chooks, thanks a lot for cross-checking. We like the view, and you will go to install it.
Roger. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chooks and cyanobacteria. We are following in video, but we could not completely see in which orientation you put the Ziploc bags on the desk. Can you confirm that the clear side of the Ziploc bags is pointing towards the light? So not the opaque one, but really the transparent ones.
Yes, I confirm the clear side is pointing, and the side towards which the bacteria actually is on the rear side, we have the adapters for the tubes. The front side has the bacteria, and that's the clear side. And that is what is facing the light.
Thanks a lot. That sounds perfect for us.
Station, Spaceman 2 for OCT setup.
Spaceman 2 for OCT.
I'm on step 2.6, where it's asking me to basically set up the power chain for OCT to the inverter serial number 1038, switch 4. So that switch is already being used up, and it's being used for an RFID device. My recommendation is to switch it to inverter 1040, switch 4. And I think just maybe XP-Ping or an execute note on the breakdown might help, because the last time I did this, I remember I actually turned off the wrong power chain.
Copy, we're checking. Okay, Johnny, back with you. So there is actually an XTP note that in step 2.6 you can use inverter 1040 switch 4.
I see it, you're right. Reading too fast. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries. We've all been there.
Station Munich on 2-4 Chooks and cyanobacteria. In video, we see that the orientation is good, but we would appreciate if you could move the samples a little bit closer to the light. So the ideal distance would be between 15 and 20 centimeters. So just move it a little bit more up and closer to the light.
Roger, copy that. In work.
And Chooks, that looks great for us. Thanks a lot.
Roger, copy that. Thank you.
Station on 2. I've logged out of the SSC-17 for OCT. You can begin laptop prep.
We copy.
So station on 2 for blood draw setup.
What's the N2 for blood draw setup?
Do you want me to read down these numbers, crew note them? Swab just took a picture of them, each one of the barcodes, so you could see them. What's the best? What works best for you?
And Peggy, we would love a crew note, and I do have some fleet ride follow-up questions when you're available.
Okay, let me work on the crew note, and I'll get back with you.
Sounds great.
In Huntsville, station on 2, I am ready for your sweet ride question.
Okay, Peggy, we are wondering what exactly you did to get the data flowing. We do see it on the ground, which is great news, but we don't have any indications we did anything to reinitiate it, so wondering what actions you took.
When I logged on today, it said that I need to re-log in for whatever reason. It didn't ask me to do that yesterday, but it did today. And when I did, and my data showed up on my iPhone, it just didn't show up on Strix's. And when mine asked me to re-log in, when I did, then it showed up on Strix's phone.
Okay, we copy. It is the magic of a re-log in. We'll take it. Also, we do copy that you have not been able to set the high and low alarms. It hasn't been high enough or low enough, so our teams are investigating ways to potentially schedule a future activity to finish those tasks up.
Tried eating 10 M&Ms, and it still didn't work.
We appreciate that. Those M&Ms are a wonderful way to use science objective.
I was eating for science.
Our favorite kinds of experiments.
Station Houston on 2 for talk. I have a quick question for you, sir.
Add on 2, please.
Hey, Doc. So we noticed that you did the Max Sevis stow activity early, and BME just wanted to confirm that the hose and mask were completely dry before they were stowed, but if they were still a little bit damp, asks that you just let them dry out for about 30 minutes before you put them away.
Thanks for checking. They are completely dry. Johnny just cleaned right after his session. When I stored back to the location, they were completely dry.
Sounds good. Thank you to you and Johnny, then. Appreciate it.
Houston Station, this is Shooks for query.
Go ahead, Shooks, I was getting a snack.
Can you please check with Axiom where are the country flags packed for all three crew members of Axiom 4? We are not able to find it.
Okay, copy. Give me a few minutes.
Thanks a lot.
Station Houston on 2-4, Shook.
Houston Station, this is Shook, go ahead.
Alrighty, so the flags should be each in your individual CPKs, and if you need more specifics, we can get that for you. But that's where you guys should look first, and they should be in there.
I'll just copy that. Thank you.
Thanks for the station. This is Tibor on 2-4 crew flags.
We are with you on 2.
Just finished my procedure. Could you please check if the placement is good for you guys?
And Tabor, we are good with that view. We just want confirmation that there is a clear path between the habitat and a diffuser vent.
I think I would call it clear, yes.
Copy clear. And so we are good with that placement.
Thank you.
Mission Munich on Space to Ground 2-4-12 and your timeline at your convenience.
Munich station at 12.
Yes, Ralph. Actually, we have good news for you. Your HGM activity, which is scheduled right before the evening DPC, is in fact flexible. So if you would like to, you can start this activity anytime.
Okay, excellent. I'll have a look. Thank you.
Station on 2 for the search conference.
Go ahead, on 2.
Super is still working on OCTs, so this is Ann. I'm happy to jump on the search conference at her place.
All right, we copy. And actually, Ann, while I have you...
And Houston, is that going to be on 3 or 4?
Checking. All right, Ann, that's going to be on Space to Ground 3. KU seems to be looking good on 275 right now. But if you or anybody else see Kirill floating around, if you can let him know that his OCT-2 activities are going to start a little bit late because the 275 issues kind of delayed Johnny and Vapor.
Okay, we'll let him know. Thanks.
Thank you. Station, Houston on 2 for Shooks. I have a question about your iPad when you have a second. Station, Houston on 2 for Talk or any available crew member.
Houston, Station 2, go ahead.
Hey there. Just wanted to give you a heads up that we are down all commanding right now. We're still trying to figure out what exactly is going on, but just to please not break anything while we can't fix it.
Okay, you guys don't have any command capability. Thanks for the info.
Houston Station on 2 for everywhere.
With you on 2, Peggy, go ahead.
Ann said that when she first loaded the everywhere app, when she was setting up our iPad for our crew, there was a problem with getting everywhere on our accounts, or the account, our accounts on everywhere. And because of the little problem I had with my iPad, they reloaded and gave me a new one. And so now everywhere is not, I have no account in everywhere.
Okay, copy, we're talking it. Station Houston on 2 for any available U.S. crew member.
Go ahead on 2, Pete.
Hey, Talk. We're still down commanding, and we actually need to kick off a UPA process cycle, WPA process cycle. And so I have some steps for you guys to run if you have a second. It's pretty straightforward when you're ready to copy.
You need to copy, send it.
So that is going to be 2.717 WPA mode transition. And we want you to run step 3, please.
Copy, procedure 2.717 WPA mode transition, step 3 only.
Good read. Okay, we copy. That's a good one. We need to see the command went through from here on the ground, but we still can't send our own commands. We should do that. Yeah, we do have telemetry right now, but it was dropping in and out earlier. So right now we do have telemetry, but no commanding.
Yes, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Talk or any available crew member.
Right on 2.
I just wanted to let you all know that we got commanding back.
Awesome, I'll pass it along. Thank you.
Houston station on 2 for Kilio.
Go ahead on 2.
He's now submitting the forms. It should be downlinked soon.
Copy. Thank you much.